Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Good afternoon, everybody. Alongside my partner, Daryl Johnston, I'm Kevin Kugler. Excitement's building in the city of Chicago. The Ben Johnson-led Bears have won three straight entering play today.
From the eye, Swift, cut back, pops into the end zone, touchdown, Chicago.
So it's second and goal.
Menungai to the end zone, and there's his first NFL touchdown.
And the Bears, for the second straight season, are going to start 4-2 in a season. And that's where you probably temper your enthusiasm a little bit if you're a Bears fan, because you saw it last year. Look ahead, though, and there are some winnable opportunities coming up.
One week at a time. The fans are going to want to look at this and project out, but Ben Johnson's not going to let his team do that. It's going to be one week at a time. You're going to be starting to get ready for the Ravens. Is Lamar Jackson coming back? That really changes what that team is going to be like, right? And I think one of the big things, don't forget, this team was 4-2 last year. They were coming back from the game in Europe. They had to be on cloud nine and excited with all the struggles that have happened. And that season just disintegrated. They lose 10 straight. You fire your head coach. I mean, it was a disaster. This team is not that.
Spiegel and Holmes.
The NFL always delivers.
Afternoons on the Score.
We always look forward to talking with Kevin Kugler. One, he's just delightful. Two, he's incredible on play-by-play. He's going to be on the call for Bears-Browns. Three, it allows us to tap into his crazy Cubs fandom whenever he is on the show, and it gives him an outlet to share some of his crazy Cubs fandom. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Coogs, what's up, man?
Hobie Milner is what's up, guys. Get your Hobie Milner into the bullpen. You got to feel good about that. You know, he's a good veteran arm. Craig Counsell knows him, knows what he can bring to the lineup. Everybody's fired up. It's Hobie Milner season in Chicago.
Yeah, that's our whole 5 o'clock hour. We usually have Dave Wanstead in studio for some of the best Bears in football talk anybody's ever heard, but we're going to bump that for Hobie Milner. Do you think, Kevin, his familiarity with Craig Counsell is going to pay dividends?
Has to. I mean, look, you've got a good arm. You've got a guy who knows how to use him. And it's a smart programming choice for you to go away from Bears football in general.
Thank you.
Lean heavily on Hobie Milner. I promise you, if you're in the 670 The Score audience right now, you're saying more Milner. That's what you want. Milner's going to be the guy that's leading the parade come October.
See, that's why we bring Kevin Kugler on.
Oh, God.
I know that we talked to you about this earlier in the year, but as the season's gone on and the Bears have succeeded, What are the things when you had your first kind of impressions of Ben Johnson as head coach and now seeing some of that stuff like come to fruition?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yeah, it really has validated what I thought of him with the Lions, to be honest with you. He was one of those guys when you met with him as a Lion, you knew he was going to be a guy who was going to get a chance at a head coaching job, and I thought he'd succeed. He was organized, he was detailed, and he had that good rapport. And I think for a team that has a young quarterback like Caleb, and I will tell you guys, because I remember the last time I was on, we have already talked to Caleb this week. There will be no drama. We've already had our meetings with Caleb Williams, and he was tremendous.
Excellent.
When I sat with him earlier today, one of the things that I brought up with him was how we had their game at the end of the year last year. We had that Packers-Bears game that broke the losing streak, and he was beaten at that point. It was a kid who all he wanted to do, it was just very obvious, he just wanted to go away from football for a little while. He was tired. He was beaten up. And I brought it up to him today. He goes, yeah, that was hard. That was hard at the end of that year. He is so different. He's completely revitalized. And look, winning takes care of a lot of ills, but as he said, I haven't been hit as much this year. I feel a lot better. I'm enjoying this a lot more. And you can tell in the game, is he perfect? No, very few quarterbacks are in this league. But I really do think we've seen growth from him this year, and I think Ben Johnson has an awful lot to do with that.
That's a really helpful comparison to think about your impressions of him from that point last year to now, because I think we've seen it and heard it when we listen to him weekly and when we see it on the field. He wanted good, hard coaching, and he's getting it. From what you've heard Ben Johnson say about Caleb Williams, I don't think Ben Johnson is blowing smoke up Caleb's backside in terms of what he's good at, what he's not good at, and where he is. There seems to be an honesty there that Caleb is accepting, and that is a great sign.
No, and I think it's very frank meetings that they have. They both told us today that they spend more time with each other each and every week going over things, learning about each other, and really, frankly, just getting a better grasp of what each can do for the other one in the scheme that they're running each week. I just think Ben is going to be very honest with his young quarterback because he needs him to be great. The Bears need a great quarterback, and this is the guy you're using right now. This is the guy that you believe can be your guy. So you're going to pour every single thing you have into him to try to make him great. And I don't think going into a meeting and saying things like, you're great. It'd be like if my mom brought me into a broadcast meeting and said, everything you've done is just great, honey, because that's what she would do. That's not helpful to me, and it wouldn't be helpful to Caleb Williams or anybody else in a profession. You want to know where you've been good, and you want to know where you struggle and maybe where you can get better.
Kevin, what's it like to know that you're in position to maybe have a piece of history happen during a broadcast that could happen with Myles Garrett and the single season sack record?
It's pretty cool. I mean, look, I've been fortunate enough. You guys know that I've gotten to call a lot of big games, especially on the radio side, and a lot of Final Fours, and I've gotten to be a part of some big moments in sports from that side. But it would be really cool. I'm not gonna lie. I don't wish three sacks on anybody. But it would be really cool to be on the call for a moment like that. That's a historic moment that could possibly happen. Now, I know Ben Johnson and the Bears are doing everything they can to scheme around and away from Myles Garrett because they don't want that record to happen on Sunday at Soldier Field. But Myles Garrett is having a ridiculous season, 20 sacks in 13 games. I mean, those are just numbers that we can't fathom. I think everybody expects the record to fall this year, barring injury for Myles Garrett, and hopefully that doesn't happen because he's just a phenomenal player, and it's a real bright spot for a team in a franchise that doesn't have a whole lot of bright spots this year.
Kevin, do you sense any dysfunction in Cleveland? Because it reads like it from the outside. And the Bears are better than teams that are dysfunctional. We saw it against Philly. When Philly was dysfunctional and it was clear, the Bears were not. And it's a big part of why they won that game. What do you sense out of Cleveland?
I have to assume that, and again, I'm not in the building every day or any day, but I have to assume that when you've gone through the carousel of quarterbacks that they've gone through, when you have a whole lot of people concerned about what the future of the franchise is, I mean, we saw it last year with the Chicago Bears. There was a whole lot of confusion, concern, changes, all of that revolving over the coaching that happened last year in Chicago. You have to assume that that's some of the similar feelings around the Cleveland Browns right now. There's a lot of questions about what will happen at the end of the season with Kevin Stefanski. Will he be retained? Will he not? Who is the quarterback going forward? Dylan Gabriel had his chance. They're not going back to him, even though he's healthy. So now they're giving Shadur this opportunity to show what he could do before they decide, do they have to invest in a quarterback at a higher level in the draft in 2026? So I have to assume there's a certain amount of dysfunction because anytime you have multiple quarterbacks that come through over the course of 13 games that start games for you, normally those are teams that have dysfunction associated with them in some way, shape, or form. Now, that dysfunction hasn't translated over to the defense. It's an outstanding defense, but it's an offense that hasn't really been able to help that defense much this year. So I assume when you have that kind of unsettled offensive play, there could be a little bit of dysfunction.
Have you met with the Cleveland people yet?
No, not yet. That's tomorrow's assignment. So, okay. I hedge my bets a little bit. Maybe we'll sit down and everything will feel like it's just running smoothly, but I have to assume that when you get to a point like this, there's probably a little bit of grumbling going on because it's a lost year for Cleveland.
Yeah, I was just curious on seeing it. And look, I know that you care about college football too, and you've seen Shadur Sanders in his college career. I just wonder what you've thought of how he's played. Like, let's forget about the drama connected to him and what we think of maybe his relationship with Kevin Stefanski. How you think, as a rookie quarterback, has he played?
I think he has at times looked like a rookie fifth-round pick, and I think at times he's looked like a guy with some upside. The last couple of weeks, I thought he's been more decisive. I think he's getting a little bit better with his footwork. I think he's getting a little bit better of deciding when to move, when not to move. Now, there's still, if you look at the statistics, and not, that's all the stuff I look at a lot of the time is this stat or that stat. He's got one bad quarter per game. That's just sort of been the MO for Shadur at this level. He's going to have mistakes. He is a rookie quarterback, but his accuracy was one of the calling cards that he had at Colorado. He was one of the most accurate quarterbacks, in fact, the most accurate quarterback in Division I from 1956 to last year over the last 2 years, 72% completion percentage. I mean, he put the ball in great places. We've seen him put the ball in great places at times in his limited starting window. But the one thing I have noticed from him is he's getting better. He seems to be understanding the offense more. There's a little more pre-snap stuff that he does that he wasn't doing just a few weeks ago. I mean, I know that there is a narrative that surrounds Shadur Sanders, and it's a very polarizing conversation, it seems like, with Shadur. I just think it's unfair either way to declare either way, this guy's it or he's not it.
Yes.
Let me see what he does. Give me a few weeks of Shadur against great competition, which unfortunately for the Browns, they're going to have over the next few weeks. It's fortunate in that you'll get a good gauge on Shadur Sanders and what he can do. It's unfortunate for Shadur if it goes poorly that he had to face that kind of competition. I just don't think it will. I think he's going to continue to show growth, and I think there's some upside there that the Browns can tap into.
Boy, that kind of fair and balanced thought process on Shadur Sanders is not going to get you far in certain sports media spaces.
My sports talk days are over. Clearly, I got to just, you know what, I don't have a hot take. I want to see more from him, and that, you know, nobody wants a hot take.
Yeah, no. Every once in a while, we used to do a segment like "Let It Play Out," where you just don't say anything.
Right.
You don't like make the big take. It's like it's a very unpopular segment sometimes. In our industry,
no one tunes into that at all. It's like, hey, here, you know what? I'd love to see just how things. Let's not talk about it till the end of the year. How about that? There's a great take.
Yeah.
Now look, it's going to be a horrible weekend here weather-wise, but with you coming to town, is there any place that you'll seek out when you get here?
Will it surprise you to hear that we might be dining at a restaurant named after a former Cubs broadcaster?
No. No, which one?
Steve Stone's place? No, I'm just kidding.
Lou Boudreaux's Chinese restaurant is amazing.
It is. Yeah, we're gonna stop by Matt Shaw's Subs. I think we're going to Harry Carey's at least one point or another. So, you know, that'll be fun. I always enjoy that. You know, it's cool to be surrounded by Cubs merchandise and Cubs gear and Cubs memorabilia.
Have you been to the Winterland at Gallagher Way?
Yeah, you should go.
That they do. It is at Wrigley Field. Is any of it inside, or they're doing stuff?
They moved it into Gallagher Way because I think they're doing some construction.
They're doing some
at
construction.
Wrigley now.
That's too bad. So I mean, I'm sure it's still awesome. I haven't been yet this year, but like all the areas around Wrigley, there, right at Gallagher Way, a Winterland, maybe some ice skating. You and Moose ice skating over there. What do you think?
Oh, it's some. We do that most of the time anyway on the road, so that's really not a big departure for us. You know, it's interesting to find rinks in September when we're on the road. In like Los Angeles, but we know where they are. We know to track them down.
Mostly couples routines, right? Like the ice dancing.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Look, we've worked on our lifts all year long, and it's one of the things that I think we've gotten really good at. And once Soldier Field ices over and becomes the planet Hoth from Empire Strikes Back, we can do it right on the field on Sunday.
I'm impressed that you're able to lift Moose up. I mean, I would have never thought that that would have been the way that it went, but here you are. You've clearly been working on your fitness, and it's paid off.
You know, it's one of the things that Fox recommends is that any of the play-by-play guys be able to lift the analysts up. Chris Myers and Mark Schler have had some issues with that over the years. But I really do think that, you know, Adam Amin and Drew Brees, they're really good at that.
Sure.
I think that's a strength. And you know, and KB can do anything. So Tom Brady, you know, he's able to be lifted by anyone.
Hey, here's a true story, Kevin, about your friend Lawrence Holmes. We were watching Brady and Burkhart. And we were noticing what an incredible, beautiful leather jacket Tom Brady was wearing. Like the under jacket, not the big overcoat, but the under one was just exquisite. And we were texting as a group, and I said, that's got to be $1,000. And Lawrence goes, what are you talking about? That's 10 grand. I found the jacket. I looked it up. It's a Tom Ford leather jacket. $9,990. Lawrence was off by $10. $10.
See, and on Price is Right, he wins because he didn't go over, so he would have won the jacket.
I'm sorry, he did. He was over by $10. He gets nothing.
I get nothing and like it, but yes. I like to say with tax, I was under, and because that tax would have been something, and I would have walked away with both showcases. That's how good I feel about it.
I don't want you guys to have expectations for the jacket that I will be wearing. It will be decidedly less costly than that.
Is yours going to be official issue Fox overcoat? Because that's what I would wear.
No, I'm wearing my warmest coat. It's a coat I bought several years ago for a snow game in Buffalo, and I will be wearing it again because it's not the coldest game I've ever done, but it's going to be top three.
What is the coldest game you've ever done?
Remember a few years ago when Minnesota played their games at TCF Bank Stadium?
Oh, yes.
In Minneapolis for the Dome? I did a playoff game on radio with James Lofton. It was, I believe, 2 or 3 below zero. Hub Arkish was on the sidelines. And It was so cold that Lofton had coffee sitting on the ledge of the booth. And by the end of the first quarter, it was a brick. It was a coffee brick. It had frozen solid in the cup in one quarter of football. I think it took a full 24 hours for my toes to thaw. It was awful.
Oh,
I covered the Bears that season, and I covered the game there. The one where Brett Favre's career was ended by Corey Wooten.
Oh, it was Corey Wooten, not Shane McClellan.
The doing the robot.
Yes.
And he's right. Like, that was the shout out to Kevin Warren, because an indoor stadium is exactly what Minnesota needs. Because, damn. Cougs, we appreciate you, man. Have a good call on Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Always enjoy it.
Yeah, we'll be pricing your jackets from the couch. That's what we'll be doing.
I'm sure low.
Go real low.
Go low.
Lower.
He's fun, that Kevin Kugler.
I like that guy quite a bit.
Yeah, I like the image of him holding up Moose Johnston and as they're doing a pirouette on the ice rink.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.